Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Wayne Cabot, and these are today's top local stories. On the day after Easter, and only hours after waving to the Easter crowd, the spiritual leader of 1.4 billion people died. St. Peter's Basilica bell tolling here for Pope Francis. The news hit New York just before dawn today. Timothy Cardinal Dolan, the Archbishop of New York, was part of the conclave that elected Francis Pope in 2013. This morning, he presided over an early mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral on Fifth Avenue.
Cardinal Dolan stepped off the altar where a picture of Pope Francis stands front and center.
So we ask mercy upon his noble, eternal soul. You bet we do. He'd want us to. He was such an eloquent preacher of divine mercy.
His Eminence described Francis' stewardship of grace and mercy, and he recalled his joyous visit to New York City, saying Mass here, marveling at the outpouring of love and support. Here at St. Pat's, people come to say a prayer.
And hopefully with the Catholicism and the strong Catholic Church we can have somebody that can follow in his footsteps.
Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Pope Francis visited New York City in 2015. When he did, one of the stops he made was to a Catholic school in East Harlem. Marla Diamond was there then, and these memories have stayed with her.
Part of Pope Francis's visit to Our Lady Queen of Angels School was a meeting with 150 newly arrived migrants being helped by Catholic charities. Monsignor Kevin Sullivan remembers Francis entering somber-faced.
But as soon as he got into the room and saw the people, he was just so warm, smiling.
The meeting is especially poignant now for Sullivan as the world remembers a pope who was a voice for immigrants.
We honor him if we take the message into our own hearts and we begin to make those on the margins more a part of our own individual worlds.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in East Harlem.
No arrests in what police call a hate crime. Earlier this month on 7th Avenue in Harlem, a woman got pulled by the hair and dragged, and a man got punched in the face, the attacker making anti-Asian comments to the victims, who suffered minor injuries and refused medical care. There have been no arrests. Could a socialist become mayor of New York? Socialist State Assemblyman Zoran Mondani hopes so, and a poll this morning for the five-borough Chamber of Commerce shows him in what it says is becoming a two-person race behind the frontrunner.
Former Governor Andrew Cuomo is winning 45% of the vote. It's an increase of 4 points from our poll a month ago. He's up 10 points from our January poll taken before he entered the race officially.
Pollster Brad Honan of the Honan Strategy Group. Mamdani's support also jumped by 4 points, putting him in second place, 22%, the only other candidate beside Cuomo to be in double digits. Democrats were expecting 800 to show up tonight for a town hall in the Upper West Side. There are now 1,200 signed up for the event. State Senator Brad Hoyleman Siegel and Congressman Gerald Nadler are critics of President Trump and the MAGA agenda. Nadler joked that if there's an overflow crowd, we'll have to get Madison Square Garden next time. Former Democrat, now independent candidate for mayor, Eric Adams, announcing news about a school reading program and a math program.
We are expanding both programs. Beginning this fall, New York City Reads curriculum will now, for the first time, serve 102 middle schools.
The program NYC Solves will help kids tackle math problems at all middle schools within 2 years. Well, with congestion pricing still happening, White House Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is accelerating his threats. Now he says that unless Governor Hochul ends the tolls by May 21st, he will cut off federal funding, first to the congestion pricing zone, then to the entire city, then to other parts of New York State and the roadways. Initially, he said the tolls had to stop by March 21st, and when that didn't happen, he moved the deadline date to April 20th yesterday, and now the new deadline, as we say, is May 21st. Well, we got a statement last hour from Governor Hochul. She says she has received the letter and, quote, I repeat, congestion pricing is legal and it's working. Traffic is down, business is up, and the cameras are staying on. A cop who got fired in February by Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch wants his job back. Kevin Marcio lost his job for shooting a service gun while off duty. He says he was defending himself while being chased by a driver in East New York. The driver, he said, rammed him, and he fired the shot as a warning. He says the penalty is unjust. Nobody got hurt. He's suing the NYPD, the commissioner, and Manhattan Supreme Court, and says he should have been docked only 30 vacation days and placed on probation. He'd like his job back, and he wants his legal fees paid. A mobile dispensary that sold edibles made to look like candy has now been shut down by New York City. Queens DA Melinda Katz says that truck was parked just across the street from a school in Rego Park on Woodhaven Boulevard beneath the Long Island Expressway. Police found 4 pounds of leaf cannabis, a pound of concentrated cannabis, and those edibles packaged to look like candy. 3 people were taken into custody, and the van has been towed away. And Kat says if you see a van like that in your neighborhood, let her know.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.